In the name of Jesus Christ, study the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. We can go on to the Jesus serving. What Jesus mentioned his food is to do the will of God. All his working is as considered, he treated as a food to digest it and satisfy it. I like to hear the content of serving that when Jesus preached the gospel in Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. And after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, The time. This one's better. The time. Too scared. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The sequential way we can express to the people to preach the gospel. Number one is time. No matter how good person your friends or your co-workers, they may be good person, but if time is not yet, then they never listen to the word of God. So time is important. And also, when we preach the gospel, this is a very good way, to sequential way to approach to preach the gospel. And when Jesus mentioned, the time is fulfilled. We can explain to the people what kind of era now, what is the situation in this world. And if the age, like a 50, 60, then let them understand life is short. If we are in a 20, then life is short, then we hardly can digest. Still, I have a 50, 60 more year to go. So, but once age to 50, 60, then they can understand. So it just booting up, to reminding them their life is not that long. And also explain that it can be happen anything in our life. Nowadays, like a terminal illness, chronic illness, and accidents around us, there are many things happen in this world. So time, we can explain about time to believe in God. So let them to be convinced. Yeah, I have to think about life. So that's, the first way we can approach. And second, here mentioned about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? So kingdom of God is, of course, we can explain about the heavenly kingdom. But heavenly kingdom, in somewhere there, is a little bit too far for them. So we can explain about the true peace, the inner peace. And also, what is the true satisfaction, and what is a meaningful life? So, kingdom of God is seeking something true satisfaction out of our heart, and we can bring the Bible, and especially those who have difficulties in their life, suffering in their illness, and we can explain to them about the true kingdom of God. So that's how sequentially we can try to convince them. You don't need actually many Bible verses to know. At the beginning, how I tried it, in your own Bible, write down from the number one sequentially, write down the first verse, and then in the first verse, you write the second verse on the bottom, very small letters. And then you could turn the second verse, you go to the third verses. So it seems to go so without, it seems like a memory is actually not. It goes by one by one. So when you preach the gospel, if you bring up the 10-15 Bible verse, their stomach ache, so they fainted. They don't know what's going on. And so you don't have to bring up the many Bible verses, but just few Bible verses is enough to within that time to enough to digest. So that's I think it's best. And also that you don't have to argue with them. You don't have to trying to overpower them. You know, I'm right. You know, you're wrong. You know, you go to hell. I go to kingdom of God. You know, so do not give an impression that you are the teacher. You are the student. So you have to listen. No, not that way. I have seen that in family Bible study at that time. There's some youth, and then they brought one truth seekers. And we talk about the Bible passage, and then this truth seeker keep, you know, challenge to us, and this and that, and then several youth, the three together, trying to pinpoint, and you're wrong, and you know, bring up that. Actually, this is, it doesn't work. Actually, it turned out to be backfire. The person cannot take it, leave it on, and just goes to the next time. So don't have to fight for it, or don't have to overpower it. But still, we can sequentially, gently explain to them. Its best way is to give them a question, let them to ponder upon what you talk, so that they can even they say something there, but once they go home, they think about it. Then it's good. The first one is about the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Especially nowadays, kingdom of God is really at hand. Hopefully, we can see His second coming. It's my wish. Not this time. Hopefully, 10 years later, when you get married, you have children, you have a family maybe, who knows. But I hope that His second coming is not that far from this generation. They'll be great. That's my wish. Then we truly have a peace. I feel like we don't have to study, and you don't have to memorize Bible verse. All you have at that time is, you know, then what a great. You have no test. You think about, wow, that's great. So it's the kingdom of God is at hand. It's wonderful. That we gives a, when you explain to others, you need to have some live ways. Kingdom of God is, you know, kingdom of God. They never listen then. Kingdom of God is in the kingdom of God. Come from the life feeling. They can see that from your eyes. Can see, wow, this one has something. Otherwise, they never, you know, of course they listen, but okay, forget about it. So it seems you can truly the selling the treasure, but you don't have to pay it. But you can have it, you know, personally give it to them. So this is the kingdom of God is at hand. And then repent. Repent is you want to take it? Something like this, when the selling, if you are in some of your business major or engage some kind of advertiser or something to selling, at the beginning they're telling you all the good things about the products. You know the time sharing things? You can go to, you know, you can use this result, you know, this kind of more than 5-star thing, hotel for, you can use 2 weeks a year. You know, other place you go, you have to pay this much, but this place is not. How much is it? No, before I like to show you all other things. Don't tell any money, not first. But the things around, all the things, because I have gone through, I know that I determine, say no, they end up to not say no. So I just, they don't like it, but anyway, you know, so what you can do, the same thing that we express our kingdom of God is same things. And showing all the good things to them. And then come up. And then what they do is payment, talking about the best one, and then lower down to what you have is very easy. How much is the payments? Just only $120 a month. Just, it's nothing. I don't have $120. Do you have a credit card? Right away come out and say, oh, but I have a debt situation. Then, oh, they can't no more talk. But I say, talking about is, if it's $120 is too much, then I can go down to even $80. You know, the way they approach is trying to sell, trying to really can get this one. So same thing like us. We need it, at least we need this kind of heart. We're just tossing to the, this is the kingdom of God. You want to take it or leave it? Then just don't want it. Okay, go. But instead of that, we just keep just attached there to, you know, give some more. If the person has a little hole, then trying to go for it. And then telling them, you don't have to do a lot of things. You just have a little things. The mention about the little thing is repentance. Repentance doesn't cost any pennies. Repentance is just your heart. Your heart is enough. When you think about when you have a eternal life, just give your heart and change your heart, then you have eternal life. Repentance is simple. You can just, what you have before, all you have done is wrong, and bring to God, repent, and bring all this burden to Jesus Christ. And also, you determine that you don't want to go back again. That's repentance. And then believe in the gospel. So the believe in the gospel is, as the last part, as I explained, that you have to be baptized. Baptism is the first step your soul get into the salvation. So the process here, I really like to hear the Mark chapter 1, the verse 15 mentioned that five sequential way we can approach to your friends and your relatives. This is the best way you can contribute a lot of money. That maybe help the church too. Also, you can work for church. Also, it's a lot of things. But the best way to contribute to church is bring more peoples. So later, let them offer the tithe. That's a financially you can help the church a lot, actually. What you pay is just maybe $100, but you invite more people, five people, then they pay $500. See, that's a financially already help. And also the, you know, church work, we don't have a worker. No, if you bring the five of them, you can share your work, five of them, they share your work, then you for you it's easy. Definitely. Think about it. So contributions. Of course we have to work hard, but we bring them, they can work for you, you know, for together. Then it's really sharing. So that's a lot of that's wisdom, I think. So I hope you can use this wisdom to try. The B is a healing sick and cast out the demons. This is now part of our weakness. This is I have to be responsible myself. But at the same time, all the brothers and sisters, we have to pray hard for the time, for God give us a true time that really work with us mightily, that we can see. Still, our church have a lot of healing sickness and cast out the demons, but the power I can see is less and less. But then it's who is responsible? All the minister has a first responsibility, and then all the brothers and sisters. We continue to pray more, and this work also follow with us, give us more authority within our church to preach the gospel. Forgive our sin, and He is the friend of sinner. When I look at Luke chapter 19, there's a story about the Zacchaeus. This is a story about how Jesus approached to the sinners. Zacchaeus, Friends of sinner means the sinner who knows they are sinner. It's not sinner, they do not know their sins. So we have to understand here, Jesus is the friend of sinners. That means that Jesus is the friend of sinners who knows they are sin. They have a sinners. So, you know, Pharisees, Sadducees, they are all sinners, but they do not know sins. So that's why Jesus gave them a wall to them, all to them. So, you are the bifur of this, you know, the evil, actually, Satan's actually. So actually, those who do not repent, those who have a very stubborn heart, Jesus never be a friend of them. So you have to understand, Jesus is a friend for all the sinners. So, but those who stubborn heart still friends, no, Jesus actually rebuked them. So you have to get the sense of here. So sometimes we can tell us, wow, God is love, Jesus is love. So Jesus accept them all. If you look at the Bible carefully, those who do not accept the truth, those who against the will of God, God directly approach to rebuke them. Yeah. So he is a friend of sinner who, as a sinner, to come close to Jesus Christ, yeah, we can say. Sometimes those who have a stubborn heart, those who against God, you can rebuke, that's okay, but not too harsh way, otherwise physically be punched, then it's no good. So you have to just enough way to awake the soul. Sometimes when we awake the soul, need some harsh word too. Usually parents are using the children. They say, you have to study hard. You have to study hard. And then the kids do not study. Look at your neighbors. They always do number one, you know. How come you're always the last one then? People, the last resource is compare with others. Compare with others, people really hate it. So parents sometimes using, it's not the right way, but sometimes we need some kind of impact, you know, direct impact. It bothers, and also it's bitter, but sometimes we need it, sometimes. Yeah, and... But anyway, Jesus is the friend of sinner. Like Zacchaeus, he already repent. He forget about himself. He climb up to the... He wants to see Jesus Christ. It's not he called Jesus Christ first, but Jesus called first. If we come to approach to God in this way, and he called us first. When we approach to the preaching the gospel with the same heart like Jesus Christ, then God let us, we also pray to God, and God can find us those sinners, so we can find them, we become a friend of them, to bring them to the Lord. Train the disciple. When you look at the Bible, the 12, Jesus trained 12, focus on the 12. There's many followers at that time, sir. That's why Jesus, he prayed before he chose the 12. Because there's many followers. I'm sure some is become a number 13, number 14, number 15. But Jesus just drew the line to 12. According to the other churches, their discipleship trainings, 12, this number is idealistic number. Can give you your, exchange your ideas, your feeling, your emotion. So they get very close to each other, to training them, these numbers, psychologically also. So, not sure, no idea, but number 12 is a very, build up your truth, and you are now time to train other people, then 12 is, I think, is the best numbers. According to the Bible, we can say it's 12, I can say, because Jesus trained the 12 of them. And training is not only the pastor's, it's a minister's jobs, actually. You grow up, you have to train yourself. And also in the college, you can find out your friends or in a co-worker, they can be your disciples. They can be the one you can, you are the one who give them, training them, give them a heart, care and love, let them grow up to be a Christians. You know, Matthew chapter 28, this is Jesus' command to his disciples, clearly mentioned that, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Go all the nations and make them to disciple. Make disciple of all the nations. And this is God's command, we can say. I think NYTS, this is also the major our church tool, the training our youth. And hopefully this NYTS continue to grow, to be prosper, for this becomes our seed, must seed for the true church to grow, to be a big tree. 12 years ago, 1994, Pastor Timothy Young and I was there. We was there. And we had a... You were there, right? Some of them there. And then I don't know who was there. I forgot. But that time we have only 40. 40 years. Because why I know? Because I sit in the last row. And then I have a problem to memorize the name. So I make the chart, little chart, and draw the line based on the seat, and draw the line. I write down the name. So I put it in top here. So somebody comes and I just look at, hi, then I call the name. When I go approach them, first look at the name and then I go, hi, then I just... But because now it's hundreds, it's hard, but... and then I took out this later, after finish NYTS, I took out this one, and then I try to pray for them. I used this card for prayer for about 1 year. Later on, I'm also man too, you know. Later on, I something else, and then, but about 1 year, I prayed for them. But it was good, because it's training for myself. When you list on the pray for 40 people, wow, it takes 20 minutes. One by one, it takes 20 minutes, easy. And then, just pray one by one, pray 20 minutes. Wow, I pray 20 minutes. So, good training for myself. It's a side topic, but it's a comeback here that we grew up this much. You know, this tree, you know, at that time, now we have over 100. In the future, maybe this one grow more and more. Then maybe we cannot hold you in one place, maybe. Hopefully we continue to grow this NYTS. So once you, after 2 weeks, you being trained, you go. Some of them is a graduate, this one maybe this year. Please more advertise other youth so they can willing to come to the next years. And here the D is the prerequisite for becoming a disciple, and the reward here mentioned that the most difficult part is we ourselves to become a disciple is denying ourselves. But this is it makes possible through the training. Yeah, we can. We have to constantly cultivate ourselves, to mold it ourselves, to be like a true Christian. Then it becomes reach up to the expectation of God, to be used by God. And so, three, one is a merciful heart. Merciful heart is, I think, is a very important spirit. When Jesus healed the people, and the healing power came from the merciful heart. So merciful heart came from the true love. When you pray somebody without any emotion, you pray to somebody, it's actually very dried, there's no any kind of emotion, then this prayer is not that much a big deal. Of course, still pray, but important thing is put your emotion. You can understand that person, understand the situation. Then once you pray for that person, they really it works. There is a power. You know, there is a power. So we need a merciful heart. And also meek and humble. We will look at the one verse of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of the bond servant and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus, he himself, with what kind of attitude he served us to accomplish his ministry. So meek and humble, it is a very important spirit, its characters. Don't you think somebody who comfortable is meek and humble. Once the person is have a humility and gentleness, naturally there is attractions, so you can lean on the person. It's not a that's a human nature, sir. And then here also, this one, we have noticed that the submissions, heart of submissions. Heart of submission is not easy, because still you don't understand, but you have to follow. That's a submission, we can say. And we need this kind of great characters. And this point, I want to point out and then go on to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 24. John chapter 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. I hope you and I will become a true, truly that this become a this grain of wheat, so that let us fall into the ground and let us die, so that let it comes to grow to bear a lot of fruit. Hopefully, because you and I, we through our life, we serve God. End up, we just become nothing, and then we can disappear from this world. Then actually, the true reward is piling up in the kingdom of God. We don't have to be praised by people. Once we're praised by people, then we lose our credit, actually. We don't have to be. But we just, corner to corner, you and I, we helped this holy work. Truly, between God and us, you don't have to look at the peoples. There is a temptation because of human nature. We want to prove by other people. We want to acknowledge by other people. That's our natures. But we have to, that's why we have to deny ourselves, focus on the Jesus Christ, whatever we do, do for God, and that we die as like grains and then fall into the ground for the purpose of God's glories. And this is the true spirit of the servant of God, we can say. Number four is the power of serving, full of power. When Jesus sent he's a disciple to preach, then he really give them a power to let them to truly can serve others and to preach the gospels. And we need a power to serve others. When an airplane, when you help the their own children, they have to help themselves first. When the emergency comes, and then the gas mask come down, it's not trying to help your children first, but you put on first, so that you can help other people. The same things. And the sense of here, because Jesus can help other people because he received power from above, and he constantly prayed to God too. So he constantly recharging himself, and he can share this precious things to convey to other people. So we need a faith according to listen to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17, 19, 20. Then the disciple came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "Because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it shall move. Nothing shall be impossible to you." And Jesus, he mentioned that why we cannot cast out these demons, and he just clearly mentioned, because you have no faith. It's simple. You have no faith. So we need a faith. When we work for God, we need a faith. At least we need to have a faith like a mustard seed. That make it possible. But it doesn't mean that you can move the mountain from here to there, make sure. Don't do that. But this is not ask you to move the mountain, physical mountain, move to here to there. And it's not that. Because we have to understand that behind this messages. You know. Or if it's necessary, God can move anyway. With the you know, earthquake, make it happen. But it doesn't necessary. Just like the same thing, like you can change the stone to the bread. The same things. If this one's. So you can understand, this is not for talking about the empty voice that you can talk to God and God can move mountain here to there. It's not that. So right understanding is for this. And then prayer, it's we can say, you and I pray. At least let us pray at least 20, 30 minutes a day. It's not easy. It's not easy. You think it's easy? No. I think it's no. 20, 30 minutes, not easy. Really not easy. It requires determination. You have to two teeth, you know. I want to do it. And then you can do it. Really. You just say, "Oh, I just do it, whatever." You cannot do it. You have to say, "I want to do it." Then you can do it, really. So when after finishes NYTS, you go home, then you have to, you look at the mirror, look at your face, and "I want to do it." Then every day do it. And then come and back in, you know, weeks pass, you look at your mirror. "Did I do it?" "No." "Then I have to do it." You have to rebuke yourself to the mirror. Then you can see it, then true rebuke. So we have to constantly remind us, reinforce us. No one else can do that. You know, so go home. So we have to do it. We have to reinforce ourselves, continue to pray. Only the power comes from the prayer. Power comes from the prayer. I experienced that. When I, you know, the preaching, it's not that simple. I learned it. It seems because when during the trainings, when the first sermon, deliver, okay. Next sermon, it seems like, okay. No, not okay. Even I prepare, even notes, everything, not okay. You have to inspire them. You have to, God have to, you can feel it. Now I can understand. After 7 years, this work, I learn it. Somebody behind me to help me, then I can speak. Of course, it's very different when I squeeze to bring out, or it naturally come out, it's different. The power came from God. It's not my English, Konglish, really. When I squeeze the words and then bring out, then it really, really, Konglish turned to be, it's something else. So many times I'm a translator have problems. If I have to squeeze, then have a problem because I don't know what to say. But something helped me, then I can feel it. Even little English and Konglish, but it makes sense. Myself to make sense. So it comes from God. It requires a prayer. So every Saturday when I come up to preach the gospel, I'm actually quite scared. Actually, every Saturday is square. I mean, not scared. So we have to pray. Prayer is the source of our receiving the power from above. Resulting of the service is edify man. In edify man, definitely. The purpose we receive, we can serve others, edify people, encourage the people, strengthening the people with the word of God. And please God. Once we work for the Lord with a humble heart, naturally it pleases our masters, and definitely. And also have an abidance of God. Most precious one is seer, abidance of God. When Jacob, he was alone in a Bethel, when he sleep and the pillar with the stones, God is with him. And in his dream came down and showed a letter from heaven to down to this place and encouraging him, ensure him, I will be with you. That assurance, if you and I have this assurance, no matter where you're going, that's okay. God is with us. That assurance behind you, then what happens is you are the one, the source of all the blessing then. Wherever you go, just like Joseph, wherever he go, he is become the source of blessings. You know that, right? So when he have Potiphar's house, when he was in the prisons, when he become prime minister, he benefit to everybody. Wherever he go, he benefit to everybody. So they acknowledge him. They know that, well, this man comes, help me. So you take care of mine. Instead of I take it, you take it better. When Daniel, he become a prime minister too. The king knows that. This man is God's spirit with him. This man is a true understanding. So of course the king at that time, the Babylon king, do not clearly understand what is a true God, but through the reflection of his doing of the Daniels, he can understand at least a part of it. So trust him. That's what happened. So abidance of God. God is with us. This is true reward. This is true reward. Peace and joy and satisfactions all come from there. It's not because you have in your pocket your credit card no. Because of God is with me. That is a true security and true confidence. We're never alone. 12 years ago, the one member came from Canada, brother. I met him in this what is it, the city in the middle of the Canada there? Is this my visit there? Toronto. Their speech convocation, I met this brother. Because at that time, he came alone. So we have a song, Never Alone. NYTS, all the students give the song to him. So, and he married, he has a kid. So, wow, thank God, we just shake hands. Yeah, and God is with us, then we'll be blessed. This is true reward for our service. And this affliction of Jesus, when you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, we have this is sequential way he approached to the final destiny of his life, to crucify on the cross. Enter into the Jerusalem, it is really suffering for him, the moment, because the Jerusalem actually do not welcome him. At that time, even the Pharisees pointing to the disciples, you know, do not let your disciple to praise you, which means, and then Jesus mentioned, if they do not praise me, even stone praise for this, you know, praise me, mentioned it. The Pharisees is really narrow-minded. So when God himself, now he ride a donkey coming into the Jerusalem, there's a quite mixed feeling for the Jesus Christ. He came to this land to trying to save these people, but they do not welcome him. But now this place, he understands the whole entire history from the David and the Solomon, this temple, how he built. I'm sure because he understands one way. All things is panoramically just passing by him. And here Luke chapter 19, 41 to 44, he look at the Jerusalem. He cried for the Jerusalem. He understands what kind of things happen right after that. He understands the final judgment, the kind of judgment upon the Jerusalem. We know that then about 80, 71, Roman general, Titus, he came and destroyed Jerusalem utterly. Since then, this temple, physical temple, no more to be built. Just one wall left there. It's called the wall for the Jewish people go there, it's called cry. They just keep reciting the scripture things. Only just a segment on the left there. It happened according to the judgments.